Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast, episode number 4. I swear to God, I'll get it right one of these days. today is Saturday, November the 21st. 2015. I am your host Stone, and joining me is my co-host Lita. Lita, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How good is this? It is sunny out. It is streaming down. I've got the aircon on, and you people are probably getting cold, and I'm getting hot.
I've got the heat on right now. Actually, I forgot to turn it off. Dang it.
You get that.
Always something.
Yes. But guess what? We've got someone joining us again this episode. Say, hey, Rogue Slayer. Thank you for coming.
Hey, everybody. Thank you. Thank you for having me. And it's pitch black here, and yes, it's cold.
Nice. It's like we live on the different sides of the world or something.
I know.
It's kind of weird. But, so thank you for coming. And episode 4, my gosh.
Ooh.
Wow, we're getting there. This is great.
Yeah.
And you guys are getting there in grand style.
Yes. So why are we talking about this episode? Something happened, apparently, a couple weeks ago.
There may have been too much drinking. I don't really remember much a couple weeks ago.
Don't remember? No.
It was just
you might have had a bit of con crud, maybe. Actually, you came out quite well.
Unscathed.
Yeah. Which is
he sent it all to me.
Yeah, that's right. You got the virtual concrete.
Your voice is horrible. Holy moly.
Yes. So we're going to be talking about BlizzCon!
BlizzCon!
How exciting. So, yeah. So first off, Stone, have we got something that you'd like to play for us?
So, yeah. Okay. Lita tasked me, so before I start playing it, I just want to give you guys a heads up. Lita tasked me with this job of go get clips, because you know what? You never know what's going to happen. This might be your only chance. Do it while you're there. Like, yes. Okay. So yeah. I'm going to do it. And then we were there Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and I didn't have anything done, and I'm thinking, you know what? I'm just having too much fun, and I'm not going to get things done, and oh well. And then Friday...
Oh well.
And Friday night, I guess I'm not sure what happened, but maybe I had too many to drink, and I just started asking everybody that I could come across that was willing to do
all
it.
All inhibitions went out.
Yeah, I just... Hey, I don't care. And there's some people I ask that I don't think I normally would have asked, because I'm socially... So there's going to be 4 clips, and I've got them separated and all that stuff, so hopefully they won't be too long, but here is the first batch. Some setup. Okay, So basically, these ones are, we were basically asking people if they were to do an Iron Man, what would they do? Okay, and what class and what race would they pick if they were to do it? Okay.
Okay, nice. Sweet.
This is Mark Conan from Torin Think Tank, and if I were to make another Iron Man tune, I would make a male Worgen Hunter, because I've heard that the pet classes are a lot easier, unlike the mage that I tried to do once and failed horribly. So I would definitely do a Hunter, and I'd do a Worgen because they're savage, and the Iron Man challenge to me sounds tough, sounds just... And what better race for the Alliance to do than the Worgen, the savage, just raw race. That's what I would do.
I'm Ben Bumhofer, and I have not done an Iron Man challenge as of yet. However, if I do, I would easily be an undead hunter, because you know what? They have the best starting zone, and even more so, hunters are awesome at solo.
Hi, my name is Ro. I'm from the Ro Maintenance Podcast and a few other places, and if I were to commit myself to the Iron Man challenge, although I really, really don't want it. But if I were to do so, I main a warlock, and see, warlocks like to cheat. So I would roll a level 1 warlock because I get to have a little Voidwalker buddy alongside me, letting everything beat him up while I can just stand back, throw some fire at stuff, watch it burn, and if the Voidwalker falls off a cliff, I still get to keep playing.
Hi, this is Pat Crane from Convert to Raid, and if I were to do the Iron Man, which I have actually started, but not completed ever, I would choose and have chosen an Orc Hunter, because hunters are cool, and Orc was the very first race that I ever played in WoW. So there you go.
Hi, I'm Jules from Torrin Think Tank, and I would choose a druid because, yeah, I would be able to heal myself. Thank you, Stone, for telling me that, because I forgot. I don't know. I think I, because I would go with something that was most familiar to me. I could probably pick a hunter, but I wouldn't, I don't know. I like hunters, too, so this is really hard, because I like the animal ones. So I'll go with Druid. Okay, I'll choose Druid. How does that sound?
Awesome.
Okay.
So a big, big thanks to all those folks. You know, so for instance, I would definitely never have enough guts to go and talk with Ben. And it just happened that he had walked by, and Jim from BlizzCon Count... down actually said, hey Ben, come here, James wants to blah, blah, blah. And so he just did it right there, and I was like, okay, because I nice. You know, I just, you know. And so Pat Crane, I would never have had the, you know, chutzpah to go do it, and
that was so good, you know.
Yeah,
good.
It was here. I was really, really big thanks to everyone that did those, and we've got more.
Yeah,
so
excellent. Carry on. And you know, one thing I just thought of during that was, of course, everyone's talking hunter druid. Someone mentioned that there's going to be gnome hunters in Legion. I think that's so cool, because I love gnomes. Yes. I love little gnomes, and they can't be hunters.
I know, so it's taken
a while. I'll be having one of those.
Very exciting.
Come on, okay. Stone, I see you hiding your face over there.
I like gnomes because they're fairly small, and you can kick them way over there.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I'm
that happens.
I think it's fine for them to be a hunter. Anyways, I don't know what all the big hubbub is about on Twitter and all that stuff, but I'm completely good with them. Have fun, you know?
Yeah, so. Absolutely. Sure. Okay, well, let's start off with two favorite things from each of us about BlizzCon 2015. So for Stone, you were there. You got to experience it, which is fantastic. Rogue Slayer and I both had the virtual ticket. Rogue Slayer got to see the virtual ticket. I was at my brother's wedding, so I
you're did grabbing that. You're grabbing sound bites at the wedding.
Yeah. So, I did not see very much, and I must admit, I've not had very much time to even look at. You know, look at the BlizzCon stuff now that it's been over, and it's probably going to come down. It's probably going to finish very soon.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, so, it's only up for 2 weeks, and today is 2 weeks.
Yeah, so they need to make it longer.
They really do. 2 weeks isn't enough time.
Yeah, it's definitely not enough time. But anyway, so for you, let's start off with Rogue Slayer. What was the two things, your two favorite things about BlizzCon this year?
I wrote down two things. I'm going to think I'm going to have to change it. I think one of my favorite things was there was this awesome panel on making the cinematics. You know, the Legion cinematic.
That
was so awesome. Yep. I mean, just seeing all everything they went through to get that in the detail. And that cinematic was just, I was more touched by the cinematic than I was by the movie trailer.
Yeah,
you know, I thought that was awesome. And my other favorite thing, I think about Legion itself, and that they talked about, was the flexible leveling zones out in the new area where you can you don't have to go in a specific track, which is really cool. But you know, I'm not sure how that's going to affect my challenge approach to things, because I sort of, you know, this is assuming I ever get a challenge tuned to the level that I have to even be concerned
you will.
About it.
You will.
Oh,
you will.
When the next expansion comes out, you know, we'll be talking about, oh, Rogue Slayers over in Legion zones now. But I think it's cool. You can go, you know, go where you want to go and play where you want to play.
Yeah, which is always exciting. Excellent.
The thing I left out was fishing. They're making fishing somehow challenging.
It's gonna be so exciting.
I thought I heard something about it, but I wasn't quite sure what that was. I think it was just a brief mention, right?
Well, they were a little vague. They said they're going to do something to amp up fishing, that there might be monsters coming out at you or something. And they showed a screenshot of a little person fishing, and they were standing like... Yeah, the gnome was standing on sort of the emerged head of a monster that was, you know, in the whole pond.
Yeah. So it's going to be more interactive, which is good, which, yeah, sounds exciting. I always liked, you know, in, what was it, Serpent Shrine? No, what was the raid over in Zangamash?
Yeah, it's SSC, where you fish up the lurker.
Yep. Yeah, I always loved fishing that up because it was just like the best thing. It's like, okay, now I get to fight it. You know, you get to fight it. So that was fun. Okay, Stone, what about you? What was the two things that you really enjoyed about BlizzCon?
Well, I had to limit it to two things. And
yes.
There's just so much. And, well, I put this as number two, but it's really my number one. It's just all the people. And I was saying to folks that, even if I didn't get get my BlizzCon ticket straightened out, because there was a point where I only had one where I had bought three and they had to figure stuff out. And even if I didn't get them, I think I still would have gone, because just going there and being able to chat with folks at the Hilton, there's another guild there that had rented out a room. AIE rents out a room and does a virtual ticket. So you do not need a BlizzCon ticket to go. You can go in that room and just watch it free. And it's just, you know, and so for me, it's the people. And the people were super nice. And I found that the biggest thing was that I've been to comic cons and all that stuff. And, you know, you'll have a group of people that are like, that like comic book characters. And then you have another group of people that are in a certain genre, but they kind of don't mesh, and they make fun of each other, and oh, they're all into furry stuff. Yeah, but it's when we are there, it didn't matter if you were into Hearthstone, didn't matter if you were into Overwatch, all this stuff, it did not. And you just, hey, what are you here for? BlizzCon, right? And you could talk to anyone about it, and getting to meet Chris Metzen in the elevator with, like,
I'm so jealous.
My wife actually met him first, and as he came in, everyone's like, oh, blah, blah, and my wife doesn't know, right? And so when she came back out, she was like, I think I met somebody that was like really, really important. And I'm like, was it like Chris Metzen? And she's like, oh, show me a picture. I'm like, and I showed her picture. Yeah, that was him. I'm like, oh my god, like, you met Chris Metzen, and I wasn't there. And then on Friday morning, when it was going to start, we were heading out for breakfast because we weren't going to do the big long line, and there he was, and he was all head down. You could see he had nerves, like he was getting himself psyched up. And when we all said, so are you good, you know, to go? And he's like, oh man, I don't know, I'm just nervous. And it was like, you would think that a guy that has done this for years, and he goes on stage and he nails it and he gets you pumped up. You would think he wouldn't be like that, but you could tell. It was just...
But that's the thing about these guys, is because this is their baby, you know? It's not like... Because if they screw up, this is going to affect millions of players.
Absolutely.
And
sure,
you know, so it's a huge responsibility. I don't know how they do it, but they always come across as so lovely and down to earth and all of that. So, yeah, I can't believe that you got to talk to him. That's amazing.
You know what? One thing I'd like to say, you know, I met lots of folks, and you know, I'm sure if I were to name them all, I would miss somebody, and I don't want to do that. But there's one person that really helped a lot. To help me bridge the gap, because socially I have trouble making that first
connection.
So Nate from Convert to Raid, he was there that first night to be like, hey everyone, this is Stone, and people I didn't know, he's like, hey, do you want to meet blah blah blah? I'm like, okay. And he's boom, done. And he was there, and he was watching for people that I didn't know, that he would come in and be like, oh, have you met this? And blah, blah, blah. And he was my bridge, and it completely made things a lot better for the rest of the night. Like on that Tuesday night and Wednesday night, he was right there for me. So and for me, that was a huge, huge thing. The other thing I was really excited about is Legion Death Knight changes, because I'm a Death Knight. That's my main. And being able to change from the runes. I know I'm kind of I'm yapping away here, but that's what I do. And Lita can yell at me after. That's okay. Going from Blood Unholy Frost runes to just runes, I'm excited for it, because it's less, well... Like you have to have the, like for me, I have to have a graphic to show which one's on cooldown, which one's going to come up, and when can I time my stuff right. And now it's how many are up versus what type, you know. And it kind of takes away from the technical, really tough stuff, but I think it makes it easier for people to play the class and less for me to have to worry about.
I think it'd be awesome. You know. I agree, because I mean, when I play a Death Knight, I just sort of, okay, what's flashing? I'll press that button.
Yes.
Mash buttons.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. And maybe with this, I'll be able to actually know why I'm mashing these particular buttons, and I can make some choices.
Nice. Awesome. Okay. So, now, Thule in the chat room, Stone says that my favorite thing about BlizzCon, he said, meeting me. So that was definitely,
you know, totally what he was part of is. It. Yeah, I met him the first night, and he was like, "Hey, it's Thule," and I'm like, "Who?" And he's like, "Thule," and I'm thinking, "His name sounds familiar." And then he goes, "When you read my name on the challenge, you always say Patuli," and I'm like, "Oh, it's the Patuli character." I'm like, "Oh yeah, I know you," and because I remember how I do. I'm like, "Oh, Patuli," right? And like a super nice guy, and it's you know, I it's hard to put into words, so we'll just move on before I start getting the feels and stuff like that, because I'm starting to get the feels right
all
now.
The
so
feels
it was, and my wife's giving fantastic me looks, so
nice.
What were your favorite things, Lita?
My favorite things, for the very small amount that I have seen, I have to say I did not pay attention to anything other than the World of Warcraft stuff. It's not that I'm not interested, but because I've had limited time, my focus is trying to understand what's going on in World of Warcraft. So I have to say, I am super, super psyched about Legion. I don't care what anyone says. I want demons. I can't wait for demons. I am so excited. As a warlock, I am hoping, please let me tame some of these things. I'm excited.
That would be cool.
And the other thing that I did hear live, and I swear you could have heard me scream. Thank God no one was in there. Unit when I heard this, because I went bananas, was about the wardrobe, so the transmog stuff. But
I'm laughing because I think you and I were chatting like on Messenger or something as that was playing, and we were like, oh my God, you see that? Yes, I saw it. Ah, this is awesome.
It was so good. But when they brought up that slide that said, and tabards. That's when I lost it. I lost my mind too.
And you know what? Carrie was sitting there with me being like, what's the big deal? And she looked around and everybody's going nuts. And she's like, what's the big deal? I'm like, and I'm like, this is huge. It's humongous.
Yeah. There is tabards that I have been collecting for years that I have never destroyed, that have sat in my bank for 9-10 years. And now I'm going to have bank space again. I'm very, very excited. So yes. So it sounds like we've all had a enjoyable BlizzCon. So let's go into the basically our BlizzCon discussion. So let's start off with Transmog System.
Oh.
Yes. Okay, Stone, tell me about that.
Well, I, like I was saying, I was sitting there, and when they announced it, like, because everyone was expecting it, right? And, you know, when they announced it, it was just, I was like, okay, because I don't usually transmog, like, I very, very rarely, like, I've only transmogged the challenge mode gold stuff from Mists, and that was it, because I was like, wow, it took a lot, I'll do it, but I usually consider it like a gold sink, and I'm very, very tight with my gold, so I don't do it, but I'm like, wow, well, now that it's easier, as long as, like, now I can do it. Yes, it's still going to cost me gold, but now I don't feel like I need to go manage this whole other deal, and it's just there in a list, and I'm like, oh my god, this is great. And then when they said that they're going to do tab birds too, I was like, I lost my mind too, and Carrie's giving me these weird looks like, you guys are crazy. And it's like, yeah, but all these tabbers are sitting in the bank doing nothing. It's like, then why do you keep? Well, then why do you keep them? And then I'm like, I don't know, but this is really cool. But this is really cool.
Because we're collectors, we're hoarders. That's why.
We had to do stuff to get those things.
This is, gives us a game that's been going for 11 years. And they give us stuff that once you destroy it, or once you do stuff, you're not going to get back. So for this, that they're changing is going to be, it's going to be huge.
And I've actually never done a transmog because it's just too much to do. You know, it's like I don't usually craft either. You know, I'm a gatherer.
Yeah.
And I saw this, I was like, I might do this, but what really hit me was when they said, you know, everything that you have is going to be available in there. And, oh, by the way, everything you've ever had or everything you could have ever had, but you chose something else, is all there. Like, wow! This thing, it's going to be huge.
I mean, the
screen's going to be huge. And I guess you can look at it by just showing me my gloves.
I was thinking, like the stuff that I did on Lita way back in vanilla when I was doing, you know, like the little warlock quests that you used to have to do for when you hit level 20 and when you hit level 30 and you'd get like certain pieces of clothing. Well, all of that, I never kept that. I mean, I probably kept it for 2 expansions, but then you will start running out of bank space.
Yeah, things have to go.
Well, I need to get rid of that. So the fact that they're looking at giving us all this stuff, I'm just like, I can't. I can't do this. I'm so excited.
Lita's head explodes.
I know. It was literally like that. It was very exciting. So I think so. We're all like super excited about this. Now, what's happening, Stone? With what was the second part?
Okay, so the second part of this was that when they began to announce that, you can just apply the transmog on your gear, you know, I thought, oh, well, for the Iron Man and all that stuff, like, can you transmog a white piece to look like something else? Because why not, right? If they're changing that game up, why, you know? And it was on my list of things to ask. However, there was another not announcement, but it was an answer to a question that sort of derailed my brain for quite a while and still has. And so I didn't end up asking, but it is one of the things that I'm going to look at for when we do beta, and I'm hoping I'll get a beta before it goes live because I don't want the site to blow up. So I'll test that out.
Well, beta is already happening now, isn't it?
Legion beta, the invites have not happened.
Well, how come WoWhead's putting up Legion
they can
beta
grab,
stuff?
They can grab the info, but I don't think it's actually live yet.
Good. So, I don't know about you guys, but I'm not paying attention to the build stuff because I feel like it's going to spoil me. So
yeah, but I try not to dig too deep.
Yeah, there seems to be a lot of information that's coming out, and I'm really trying hard not to pay attention to any of it. Because if we're still, what, say, 9 months out, give or take, there's a lot that could change.
Six. But anyways, that's a different discussion.
Ooh, six. Okay.
What do they mean by summer?
Yeah, exactly. Well, okay, so now, do you have another audio clip for us, please, Stone?
I do. Okay. Where are you, of course? Okay, here we go. These are more folks that I found that, what would they do, what class and all that such would they roll?
Cool.
This is Ashanka from the Convert to Raid Guild. I would pick probably a hunter, because I wouldn't be taking the damage myself, so I wouldn't have to worry about any of that, and my pet could do most of the damage. It makes the Iron Man challenge a lot easier when you don't have to worry about stats.
Hi, I'm Mage of Death, an arcane mage from the CTR Guild on Airy Peak US. I have not done the WoW challenge just yet. Thought about it a bunch, but if I do, I've been told that I should start with something simpler, like a hunter. So I'm going to start with a hunter and hope and pray for the very best that I don't spend a bunch of time, get fairly high level, and then get squashed by something.
Hi, I'm Battle Panda from Open Raid, and when I do the WoW challenge, I like to run as a bear druid.
I'm Marie, and for my WoW challenge character, I would pick a hunter, because since you can't pick a spec in WoW challenges, hunters still get lots of really useful skills, including Feign Death, which I can see myself having to use a lot.
This is Rakavis from Anna Makara Ysera. If I were going to play Iron Man, I'd probably do an undead warlock, because I'm really used to playing a warlock, and that voidwalker is just going to be so helpful for surviving.
Hi, this is Goldie's Lock. You may know me from iTunes At Level Rating. We're in CTR on Airy Peak. And if I was going to do the Ironman Challenge, I would probably pick a Disciplined Priest, because they do really nice damage and they have these lovely shields. I actually sort of played at what it might be like and wasn't following all the rules, and I think that would be a sweet class, and I'd probably pick Dwarf, but I might pick another race.
My name's 112, that's W-U-N-W-U-N-T-U. I'm with the Convert to Raid Guild on Airy Peak, and I've never done the Ironman. I thought it'd be kind of maybe interesting to try, and I'd probably pick a druid because of the stealth cat abilities and the ability to heal yourself, and my main was a druid at one time, so I love it. And basically scares the bejesus out of me to even try it. So, you know, that's... But maybe I'll get up the courage to do it. So that's my take.
So the reason why I put that clip in there too, Goldilocks said, you know, he had picked like a disco priest, okay? Mm-hmm. And this kind of ties into the next topic. You know, because you're not supposed to use specs, and she's just playing around, and that's okay. However, the next part is just, you know, I'm just going to take it, because...
Go for it,
You know, I wrote a blog post about it, and literally, when I heard the news, I immediately, I was just like, wait, what? Because somebody had come up and asked, hey, so can we have like a third spec? And the guys up on the stage goes, yeah, you can have a third spec. And you know what? If you're a druid, you can have a fourth one too. You know what? You can have all the specs. And everyone's like, oh. And I'm thinking, wait, well, hold on. Okay, that's cool. And then somebody else talk. I think it was Alex Afreziabi. I can never pronounce his name. But yep. He mentioned something about, and there's never going to be a problem where people won't be unspecced for looting and all that. And I'm like, whoa, and it was just this simple little comment that wasn't it wasn't really like an announcement, it was at the Q&A, and I sat there and I was like, I felt the blood drain, and I was just a little bit dizzy, and I was like, oh my god, because I know exactly what this is, right? So from that point, we listened to a few more cues, and I was like, okay, well, nothing else these guys are going to say I'm going to listen to, because I wrap my head around this. There's a couple more questions that I didn't even hear what the answers were. I don't even know what it was. So I was just like, okay, I need to get out of here. And we actually took the time to go to the Blizzard store, because usually the lines were really super long, and when we went there this time, it was less than 15 minutes, and because I have a cane and all that stuff, they actually bumped me around, so we were in and out within nine minutes. I think Carrie timed it. So thank you to them. Because that was one of the big things, is that when it was good, it was like an hour. I'm like, oh, I'm not standing in line anymore.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Wow.
And I had a very brief stop with meeting Grifter from Slightly Impressive, because I found out he was there, and I'm a huge fan of his, and he's doing Iron Man, and I was like, ooh. Anyway, this is my little thing for him. So it was funny, because he did a video blog about him just arriving, and he mentioned that he had met me, and I was all like, oh, I just heard the news, and he's like, I don't know what I'm going to do. And that's literally, my head was still in a tizzy about
spinning,
all this
stuff.
So I went to the Legion test area, and there's this huge line. I'm like, I can't wait in there. And I didn't have my little decap pass on, because nobody told me I needed to get one. Even then, I don't think they have a separate line. So there's no way I was going to be it. There's no way I was going to actually see the game. So I actually grabbed one of the blue guys there, and I asked. There's two devs at the Hilton that night that I had asked about this stuff as well. So what we do know is that right now specs are chosen for the character at creation at level 1. So you don't even pick it. You create your character, boom, you're in. As far as we know right now, you cannot unspec as we do now.
Yep.
Each class does have a default spec, like
right.
And they didn't have a list because it might change, but one thing that he did tell me was that, for example, for druids you get feral, you know? So because they're not 100% sure, there's no list, from what I understood, you can start changing your specs at level 10, and you don't have to pay for it. So you can go change around in all your specs. And, you know, when I spoke with some of them about how this is going to affect it, you know, one guy was drinking, which, you know, we were all drinking and stuff. So, you know, I didn't really expect people to remember. So I, after BlizzCon, I've actually made a couple tweets and sent in an email or two asking, you know, hey, could you put some kind of advanced option, you know, if you can hide it, you know, because you don't want somebody going, oh, let's unspec, because it's fun. We want to hide it for people to say, okay, you need to go in here and go click this, and now you can start doing the Iron Man and all that stuff. He said, the one guy said, you know, not to get my hopes up, because basically it's hard to unspec, because now that character creation has happened, it's hard to take that away.
Right. Okay. Yep.
But they say that they've heard my feedback, and hopefully they can help me out.
Yep.
And honestly, what do we do now? It's not much. There's not much that we could do right now. some people were saying you don't have to worry because this is only BlizzCon, but you know, things may not go in. But because this is not really things a gameplay thing, this is going to go in. This
seemed like a pretty specific thing.
This is not like a hunter. This is not like. I don't know what a good example of that it would be. It's not like a hunter being able to leap back and do some extra thing. It's not a gameplay thing. This is a ease of life thing for new players. And for new players, I absolutely agree that this is good. But for us, not so good. So it is an assumption that it's going in, and I will admit that we are assuming it's going to go in because, you know, honestly, it's not a gameplay thing. It's a technical, let's make things good for new players, so I have to assume it's going to go in. The other assumptions that I am going to make is that if we do not adjust the challenge and we allow characters to have specs, Wow, I just lost my train of thought. If we do allow them to have specs, it doesn't mean that they have talents, so there's that.
Right.
You know. It does mean that it will be easier to go from 1 to 100. However, from 101 to 110, because of what they did with all the zone scaling, that is going to be way harder than it is now. I would say that if you were to have an iron that's level 92 and you bring him into Warlords, it will be easier now than it was in Mists. Because you can just go grab treasure boxes and get XP there. I mean, I would think it's going to be a lot easier, but with this change, it's actually going to flip it because you're no longer going to have this level 104 hunter killing level 101 mobs. No, now it's 104 killing 104, mm-hmm. and for us, that's serious business.
That's very serious. Right? Yeah.
So
yeah, it's like sort of the flip side. It's like you have all this flexibility. But it's also locked in at the same time.
Yeah, that's true.
So, honestly, I think we're going to see things go back to how it was in Mists and Kata, where you had lots of characters getting up to max, but never quite getting there. So what I think we will see is that we will get a lot of characters getting up to, like, 101, maybe 102, and not being able to bridge that eight level gap now, and I don't think that's a bad thing. I think because it's such a long haul, I don't think it's necessarily bad for them to have an easier lower on versus at the end. I think the end, it should be the hardest that it should be. And so go ahead.
So a question just popped into my head. Back on the specs, where they're setting, you know, a default spec at character creation. What about all these Iron Man tunes that we have out there that aren't just being created? They're level 60, 70, 80. That don't have specs, are they going to suddenly have a spec thrust upon them, do you think?
I think so. And there's no, like, so what I'm going to do is that I'm going to have to change things up. I actually have some notes about what I need to do on my side. Excuse me. I've basically got to flag characters that we have right now before we get into our next expansion. So if we know that the expansion will launch, well, not the expansion, but the 7.0 patch, because that's really the true launch date for us, and say anybody that was created before If they have a SPAC, it's okay. Mm-hmm. And, well, no, well, no, 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 actually, sorry, I wanted to flag them to say they were created pre-Legion, because there is going to be this whole, well, I was able to finish it when it was hard, versus now there's going to be people that are going to be like, well, now that you have specs, it's not really that hard.
Okay.
You know, so I'm gonna make that flag, and just to let people know that, yeah, this character was created back then, air quotes,
way back when
when I had to walk to school uphill both ways, and it was a blizzard.
Yeah,
get it, blizzard. No, anyway. So, don't tell jokes. Yes.
No.
So
no.
So you know, I still think it's going to be hard when you get to the 101 part. Yeah. So I think it's still going to be tough. Sure. So. There was some talk about what would we change other stuff up. Honestly, I don't think that there's anything else that we could change to make it hard that we could track. And I prefer to track versus trust. That's just me. So, you know.
Basically want to, I suppose, wait till beta comes out, test stuff, because will they have the... this kind of default thing in a beta?
It should be, yeah. If we were able to play it at BlizzCon, they should have it at beta. My bigger thing, I don't even actually need to get into beta. I want to see how the information flows inside the beta, because that's what I'm more concerned about, because I have these jobs that run that pull info, and it's set up in a certain way, so you have to know where the info is, and that's certainly going to change, and if it changes, the site will blow up. So I want to be able to see, well, what's being changed, and I personally wouldn't even podcast or stream it. I just want to go in and be prepared. I mean, that's more my thing. You know, I know there's folks that want in on the beta just because, which is okay. There's some folks want it to stream and all that, and that's okay too. I don't. I literally want it so the website doesn't explode.
Yeah. Yeah. So. No, I mean, that's exactly right. And Zayaki in the chat room. Sorry if I pronounce Zaya. That. I'm sucking. Zyka? Yep.
Zaya QC.
Zaya QC. Okay. It says, we definitely have to wait to see how they will implement things in Legion. And I mean, I suppose it's that whole wait and see. And a lot of us don't like being patient because we all want the information. We want to be able to go, okay, get ourselves prepared beforehand. But at this time, you know, it is that whole wait and see. So I guess there's really not much more we can do. And you'll keep us, you know, up to date with what's happening anyway. So I think I think we've got all bases covered, and it will be what it will be. And the challenge tunes will just possibly just have to go in a different, slightly direction to what we've had. It always happens whenever there's an expansion. They change things around, don't they? So
this expansion, there wasn't much changed as far as irons and all that stuff. So it was actually pretty easy to tweak the existing code.
Yeah.
And we were good to go. So this time it's going to be a lot different.
Yeah. That's good, because that's more work for you. Yay! I heart you. You know that. Yeah, I heart
your silver lining.
I know. See? It's work,
but we don't have to do it.
I know. That's right. Yay. Go stone. Whoop, 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 whoop. Okay. So, anyway, let's move on. You've got another audio clip for us, so listen to that.
All right, so these are another group of podcasters that I had met, that some of them I wouldn't have had the thingies, because we're clean tag, to go and ask. And others I was very comfortable with because I had known them on Twitter and all that stuff and all that jazz. So here we go.
Hi, I'm Firebane, and I'm with the Convert to Raid Guild on Area Peak. Now, if I was to do an Ironman challenge, which I would absolutely love to do, I'd probably be picking an Undead Warlock. The reason behind this is that I'm able to get myself my own demon pets, which I absolutely will love and cuddle to death, and then the fact that any time that I kill something, I get to eat its corpse. That will heal me right back up to where I need to be. I feel that would be the most formidable challenge on the Ironman challenge. That being said, feel free to check me out anytime. My name is Firebane, F-I-R-E-B-A-I-N, as in November. I do Firebane Storytime on Twitch, which we're just getting started, and I like to read scary story times or any type of story time you're looking for. Have a fantastic time and enjoy the podcast.
All right, so if I was going to do a WoWhead challenge, well, first of all, I'm Bill Schnickel. I'm from the Convert to Raid Guild. I host the Converted Podcast with Sal and Cuddles. And if I was going to do a challenge, you know, I would probably start with a druid, only because at least with the druid, I could heal myself. I wouldn't want to die. I'm one of those people that I've never done a hardcore character in Diablo or anything like that, because I know if I died, I'd be, like, devastated. So I'm going to say I'd go with a druid, just so I could do a little healing, you know, a little tanky maybe, and try to survive as long as I could. That's probably what I would do.
Hi, this is Summer. You might know me as Sal. Okay, if I were going to do Iron Man, I would choose an Ellie Chamois, of course, because that's the best class. And I could do it with my eyes closed, probably literally, because it's also the easiest. So, hey, thanks so much, Stone, and we'll see you later.
Hello, darlings. This is Juno of Corpse Run Radio, and for my Iron Man, I would pick a Night Elf Druid, because I had to pick an Alliance character. Otherwise, it'd be Horde. But anyway, because they can run really fast and get away from things.
Hi, I'm Nate from the Convert to Raid Guild. If I was doing an Iron Man challenge, I would run a Draenei Paladin, because that's what I am, and that's what I do.
So, yeah, I want to say that during Well Played, there's some stuff that happened that I wasn't ready for, you know, and nothing bad. It's just, you know, and I got to have a nice talk with her about stuff and how to deal with things, and it was just another super nice person. You know, like, they'll, like, if you need something, they'll just go out there and help you. So thank you, everybody on that group that did.
That was awesome. Yeah, thanks, guys.
That's really awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you guys are talking on Skype, and I can't hear, and I can't go and see it. So just so you know, because if I go open up the chat, it's going to skew everything. So you
okay.
Can make fun
That's of okay. Me. I'll tell you what I said. I went, oh my God, Sam! She rocks, and she does. Sal is awesome. And then when I heard Juno, I was like, oh my God, it's Juno.
Yeah, when I saw her, I was like, oh, that's Juno. Oh my! I'm like, Juno, I'm Stone. Can I have a picture with you? And then her husband, Ogre, was going to be like, actually going to take it. I said, no, you too. And he's like, oh, okay. I'm like, I want to include, right? I want to include. Yeah. So they're super nice.
Juno is so awesome. Julie and I actually were on a vacation, went like three or four different places, and the last place we was in was Vegas, and Juno was there, and she actually met us at our hotel, spent like the whole day showing us around Las Vegas, and then took us back to the hotel, got all our luggage, and took us to the airport.
Aww.
It was so nice.
Yeah, she is awesome. Very, very lucky. We love Juno.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, it sounds like you had a really cool time. So jealous. But anyway, we'll keep moving. So let's talk about the news in the world of Warcraft. So there is a CTR Moose Run. So Stone, what's going on with that?
Okay. So there is that Moose Run. There is another Moose Run, but I wanted to talk about this one first. A comp of the Convert to Mythic raid group from Convert to Raid is doing a weekly Moose Mount Run for members of the Convert to Raid Guild. And So from what I understand, because I got an invite for tomorrow, is that they're doing like 3 or 4 runs a week, and they're just going to run. And, you know, they're bringing 5 people in at a time, so they're going to knock out like 20 players per week, I guess. And, you know, it's just, you know, this ties in with some of the there's stuff that's going to happen after it, that we're going to talk about after. So basically, if you want to sign up, you need to be a member of Convert to Raid. So you can sign up at converttomythic.com/moose. And I will go on with the next one. So there's another one that kind of exploded on Twitter. It was just huge. And a fellow by the Twitter handle Tom Ix, which is T-H-O-M-I-C-K-S, is doing a weekly moose mount run for Alliance and Horde players. Wow. You don't have to be gilded. I believe Steph Noob is going to run the Horde side of things. And you can sign up there at friendshipmoose.com. And basically, I think they were aiming at you should be leveled. You should be trying to get your character geared up to about 710 or so. And then starting January, I think that's when they were going to aim at launching those runs. And I don't think it's like a weekend. I think it's like they're going to do it when they can, right? So they're going to try to pump in as many as they can because they got a ton of people trying to sign up. And I think it kind of threw him for a loop because he wasn't expecting it to explode like that.
Yep.
But
that's exciting. How cool is that?
Things like that make me, you know, this is exactly why I like WoW and the people that are involved, and not just you have to work for WoW, it's people that play WoW. And what we do, we help each other, because there's some players that would never have the chance to get this moose mount, right? And here they are saying, hey, if you can do this, there's some people are saying, hey, you know, you can buy a mount, run with us, you know, that's fine too. But there's other people that are going above and beyond, devoting their time and saying, come and we will try to help you get this moose mount. You don't have to pay us anything. It's just,
and you know what, what a community is about. How fantastic is that? There's something that they can do this, not only within a guild type, but to bring a wider community focus. That is really fantastic. Excellent. Okay, so we'll have the links up on the website for all of that.
Yeah.
Anyway, Stone will do that. Awesome. Yes. Thanks, Stone. Good. So
Stone does everything.
No, he doesn't. But this time he will.
But
no. Lita's going to be a little busy. Pilgrim's Bounty. Now, I've been checking. There has been no information for this year's Pilgrim Bounty put up on WoWhead as of yet. Hold on. I'm not sure if we've got anything new coming. Stone, tell me what's happening.
So the WoWhead guide, she said it would be done this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing was is that the header of when it runs is actually correct for this year.
Yes.
There is info inside that says it runs from November 24th to December 1st, which is based on last year. So I'm not sure if she's actually gone through and changed everything, or maybe that there's not anything big that came out. But I do know that the header for the graph for the guide itself shows our correct date. I think Perculia has been busy with, or Perculia, I know, or whatever.
Perculia.
Okay. So
that's what I thought it was. Yeah. So it refers to being new to 2014. There's nothing that says new to 2015 at this stage.
It's possible,
but we'll just do the brief overview to give people an idea what's good for the challenges.
Yes.
Okay. Let's go.
Can you do that?
Do you want me? Okay. All right. I can do that. Rogue Slayer and I'll do this. Woohoo! All right, so Pilgrim's Bounty is going to run from November 23rd to the 30th. It's going for pretty much a week. Awesome. Thanks for that, Blizz. Let's talk about the bountiful tables that are found in all the major cities and some minor ones with the innkeepers. There is a food that you get to eat and you get a stat buff. So, not allowed. Gone. Any food that gives you a reputation buff, not allowed. None of that. Now, if there's eating food individually, apparently that's completely fine. So nothing that'll give you food, a stat buff or reputation buff, anything like that, don't do it. Make sure it's clicked off if you do accidentally do it. But yes, anything that's just a normal food will be okay. Rogue Slayer, can you take the next one?
So there are also the pilgrim's hat, the attire, dress robe, and boots. And those are all okay. There's also a blue item, fine pilgrim's hat, that is allowed because Stone, being the lovely and accommodating person he is, has added an exception for it on the site. Ooh. I think, Lita, you should take the next one because this is your alley.
This is. So, pets that can be won currently. There is a frightened bush chicken, which is found in a daily Pilgrim's Bounty quest reward. And everyone loves pets. Or me, mostly. And there's the plump turkey, which is rewarded when completing the achievement Pilgrim, which apparently is not able to do as a challenge tune. Mm, yeah. But if you're doing it on a normal tune, then yeah, you can go do that one, which is pretty cool. Okay, Rook Slayer, do you want to take the achievement and pet?
So yeah, speaking of Pilgrim achievement. So it doesn't appear that Irons would be able to get that achievement because it does require the Now We're Cooking achievement, which in turn requires cooking, which is a no-no. The Pilgrim's Peril achievement looks like it is super dangerous because you have to go sit at the bounty table in the opposing faction's major city, and I personally would not attempt that. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, Terrakar turkey time. We all love going out and shooting the turkeys, but pacifists would not want to go do that. That's no one can do those. and he says you need to defeat Talon King from Sethic Falls.
Yes.
Talon King. That's the last boss King. At the end of Sethic Falls. Yes.
Yeah.
I blame Lita.
Okay. There is also a silver-plated turkey shooter that can be won from the Pilgrim's Bounty. It sells for 10 gold, apparently, but it is also a toy. We like toys. Toys are always good.
Toys are good.
And toys, especially if the toys isn't soul-bound, you can always go sell it. So that's more money for a challenge tune. I'll put it on the auction house. That's another way
gold,
that you can do it. Yes.
Soulbound. I'm pretty sure
it's soulbound. Okay.
So,
all right. Maybe we should put that there.
It's still 10 gold.
Yeah, 10 gold is awesome.
Sure. Yeah, on a challenge tune.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. So, Rook Slayer, food recipes. What have
food
they got?
Recipes. There's the spice bread stuffing, level 1, pumpkin pie, 100, cranberry chutney, 160, candied sweet potato, 220, and slow roasted turkey, 280. They all give buffs after eating. So don't keep that buff. Just click it off. But this is, pacifists can cook, so this is a way for pacifists to level up their cooking skill. And, cooking quests are totally okay to do on your pacifist. And this is really an awesome way to level up your cooking skill to that level. I think 375 is the cap on these, if I'm recalling correctly. Okay. But the other daily says, say you can cook or buy. So even if you can't cook, you can buy the items needed for the daily and turn them in on your iron challenger. Probably not your bloodthirsty, because that would be doing quests. But you can get the Pilgrim's Bounty reward, which contains all that stuff mentioned previously.
Cool. Excellent. So another exciting time if you're into, looking for something a little bit different to do on your challenge tunes, and just be mindful that there are things that you've just got to be a little bit careful with. Okay, now let's go on to the next one. Is there is class guides for Legion. So, Stone, because I have not looked into any of this. So, can you tell me about this one, please?
Yeah, we were going to cover this on another podcast that I'm on, and it was my job to go over all the changes that were made. And you know what? There's a ton. And for us, it doesn't matter right now because as of right now, specs do not matter. When Legion drops, we'll go over what to expect and all that kind of stuff. I think that will be a huge show. We might actually have to do more than one show a month, I guess, at that time or close to that time because there's going to be a ton of stuff to cover,
I think.
But if you want to find out that stuff right now, wowhead.com certainly put up a ton of it and made it so that you can get what they're trying to do and looks nice and all that stuff. So I would go check it out there instead. And you know, if you want to find out more, because there are there were the guides posted up at Blizzard, and those ones are fine, but they're just this big long blue long line attack or long wall of text, right? Versus ones at Wowhead, you know, they put it in tabs and all this stuff, so you can find the stuff that you want. So
excellent. Well, that sounds exciting. And when I get around to reading Warlock information, awesome. I'm not looking at it at the moment. Too much to do. Okay, so site news. And I get to say the site news. Do I get to say the site news, Stone? Do I? Well, this is exciting. We have a new level 100 Iron Man Asylum. Hit it! 100! Yay! And that was yesterday. Morning, I think, like Australian time. So very, very exciting. So congratulations, Asylum. Now, this is so second Iron Victor completed the challenge with a hunter at level 90 back in the day. Yep. So that would have been for Pandaria.
Yep.
So from level 10 to level 100 timestamps, 46 days, 0 hours, 10 minutes, 55 seconds.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. He is one of the fastest iron levelers that Stone knows of, if not the fastest. Wow. Okay. And we do constantly see Asylum with high-level toons that, despite him dying, he does come back for more. And we have to say, we do love the fact that he does come back for more, and he's done it this expansion. So, yay!
It's awesome. So painful when I see, you know, it's like, oh, I just lost at 85. Oh!
I think his last one was 87, and we thought that was the one he was going to get, and you know, but to me, I wanted to kind of talk about that more. Was that, you know, despite dying so high, he still tries, right? And I see lots of lots of folks that are just gonna give it a go, and you know, like get up to 25 or 30, and they're like, oh, I'm dead. I'm flipped humble, and they're done, right? And you know, and I understand that, believe me. But you know, you just maybe need that break and just hunker down and give it a go again, and you can see what can happen, right? And I you know, it was a matter of time, to be honest, and you know, and it's about time because we've been waiting for a while now, and when we see him up there, we're like, come on, dude, come on. And then something happens, and I don't know how he's dying. I don't know, but he keeps coming back, and finally he's here. So congrats. Great job. Great job.
That's awesome.
And honestly, it's also good to see that we still have irons coming in. So for the rest of the site news stuff, the FAQ, it's pretty much done. I just have to get it online. There's a couple things I wasn't quite clear on about what I should answer. For instance, there's a question about first aid. And while it's okay, there is a anti-poison venom or something like that that you can make. Does it get counted as a potion? I have to go test that. So, you know, stuff like that I need to figure out first before I go post that online.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Like Rogue Slayer had mentioned earlier, there is a new exception added. There is a fine pilgrim's hat that's blue that is added to our list that you can wear. Right? Mm-hmm. It's just
so. Why is this one being allowed? What's the deciding factor?
It's purely cosmetic. So
okay.
It doesn't give you stats.
So no stats?
No armor, no mm-hmm. no stats, no nothing. It's just a hat. So I figure, you know, if it doesn't have a stat, then fine.
Cool.
And glyphs, it's actually on my list of things to do, was to add glyphs to, you know, let a iron choose glyphs to make them look glowy and all that kind of stuff. It was on my list of things to do, but knowing that Legion is going to make, it's going to take out major glyphs and only make it cosmetic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to wait. And then when Legion drops, I'll just don't even check for glyphs unless I see something that is a glyph that you should not have. And then I'll say, do not put this glyph in. Cause if you do, you will be flagged, you know, but there's,
that makes sense. You
know, it just means less coding for me.
And you have plenty of that to go.
Yeah, I'm not looking. I'm really nervous about Legion. I just don't want to mess it up, right? Like, I want to make sure that we transition on day one to be good to go. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if there's any problems, it's because Blizzard's not working, not us. So, the challenge report, basically it used to always be, I used to always report irons from level 60 and up and bloodthirsty and pacifist from level 20 and up. However, unfortunately or fortunately, whichever way you want to look at it, I've had to increase the threshold because there's just too many. I guess it's a nice problem to have, and I'm not trying to, dissuade people. I want to give credit where it's due, but in the Iron Man, like for instance here, it was between level 60 and 70. I had 15 other items in there. It became, the list was really, really long. So going forward, we're going to go from level 70 and level 30 as our thresholds. And as, you know, time goes on and less people start doing it, I'll readjust it back and we'll just see how it goes. So leveling up for Iron Challengers. Ironval hit level 70. Suwak hit level 73. Nelfster hit level 86. Boneless hit level 87.
That's a great name.
Boneless?
Yeah.
Druidster level 89. Feriona level 93. This is going to be her third iron if it gets up.
Wow.
This expansion. And Asylum level 100.
Super duper.
For Bloodthirsties, HC Panic, level 31, Iron Man Path, level 32, Bent Grinder, level 41, Ferul, level 42, another Bent Grinder, I think it's on a different realm, level 44, Moto Hayaku, I think I like that name, Moto Hayaku,
that's cool.
Sorry, level 45, Bloodthirsty, level 48, Iron Grinder K, level 59, Iron Dude Man, level 67, and Deidre Van Blood. I can never get her name right. Level 70.
Nice.
I think that's going to be our highest, because so far we have not had a level 100 Bloodthirsty yet. So.
Ooh, okay.
And for Pacifist, we have Grumps at level level 34. I love the name. Ferelian, which is Ferris' character as well. Level 43. No Harm, level 54. Myra, I can never remember. Level 64. And Tannerite, level 91, and I've been checking out that character. 91? Yeah, I've been checking out the character, and they've been leveling up through Arky, and I'm thinking, yeah, because why not, right? You just keep going back and doing all this stuff. I would go insane, but sure, do it, you know? So, and I don't think we've ever had a pacifist pre-WoW challenges either, like hit max, I don't think. I'm not 100% sure, though. But for sure, we haven't had it since we've gone with the new one.
How exciting!
So, the next part is characters that died or were lost or got flagged. So, to thee, we salute you. Thank you. Honestly, take a little break, because when you get this high, you need the break. Then try it again with fresh breath and all that kind of stuff. Fresh breath. Anyways, I have no idea what the heck I'm saying.
Minty
fresh breath. Wow. So Frigga was level 71. And these are deaths or flags. Iron Flash, level 74. Journman, level 81. 63, level 81. And Petless at level 90. I think Petless might have died earlier, but I'm not 100% sure. It's just how my report pulls up things. So we'll see how it tracks next time. For Bloodthirsties, Misery Monk, level 30. Iron Clobber, level 31. Isn't that yours?
That was me. Yeah. I had to add a new rule to my, you know, when not to play challenges. And my new rule is don't play challenges when you have a fever. I sort of lost my self-restraint, and I wanted to fill in my map. You know, oh, there's a blank spot on my map. I have to go wander over near Galen's Fall at level 31, and this guard just went, hey, you, pew!
Oh, no. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Q-Monk at level 31, Iron Huntress at level 33, and Arela at level 34. And for pacifists, as Thule said in the stream, level 55. So
yeah, how?
And I saw that, and I'm thinking, oh, he's going. And what got him flagged? He had one kill. And yeah. I'm very curious to find out what that was. I don't know, Thule, if you can
Thule
tell us in the chat room.
Live, can you let us know what was the kill that you did?
He said my pacifist managed to kill something at level 55.
Yeah. Wonder if he remembers.
And wow. Slim got flagged or died at level 66 as a pacifist.
Can't believe it.
That rounds it out, but I do kind of want to say that I lost my level 61 death knight that I managed to get out of this death knight zone that is so hard to do.
It was, yeah.
And it's just,
oh man,
I was in
and Outland, you're never going back, are you?
Not for a while. And it was so hard, and I kept getting hit by the fell cannon in Hellfire, and just I'm running away, and I'm so far away, and it's still managing to hit me, and I'm like, range on this thing, like, come on, and I died, and I was just so frustrated.
Oh, we have an update from Thule. He says it was something that looked like thorium ore thing, and I touched it and one shot it in a cave.
In winter spring.
Okay. Wow. Oh, there's those ice things in one of those caves. I bet it was one of those, because I've gotten nabbed on that before too. You think, oh, it's a block of ice. Well, no, it's like an elemental thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. It's alive. Not anymore.
Yeah. Okay. Now we've got another audio clip.
Yay!
Yeah, so this is the last one of our bunch. And for this one, I asked people to tell us what some of the worst ways that they've died. I don't think they were very happy, but they still humored me and gave me some audio. So here we go.
Okay, hi. This is Tiber, sometimes heard as a contributor on Control Alt WoW. I guess my worst death and my repeated death was to get killed by the guards on the perfume wagons for the Love is in the Air event.
Hi, I'm Tony.
I've done the Iron Man, and I died as a level 40 warlock in Red Ridge when I was attacked by a pack of dogs.
I am Jack of Skulls, the founding member of the Dalaran Brilliance podcast. I have done the Iron Man challenge, and I died because I was on a PvP server and I expected the guards to be able to keep me alive.
Hi, this is High Guy, and I'm the host of BlizzCon Countdown, and we are in full effect here at BlizzCon today, and I have participated in the Iron Man. My most ignominious death was going into Andrahal area, which I've since learned was the absolutely idiotic idea, and I went into that structure, that round building where all the skeletons are, and I thought I needed to kill them, just regular kill them. I didn't realize that in my inventory was a bomb that at least would have given me a running shot. So that was my stupid way to die.
What's up, guys? I'm Haas for Shots. I'm from Pwncast Daily Quest, or Pwncast from YouTube. You can YouTube it. It's a news podcast related around WoW. I did the Iron Man challenge. Biggest suggestion, Hunter, Draenei, awesome. The way I almost died was a level 100 mage, dragon's breathing as I was walking around a tree, disengage, poop my pants, and then go to do a simple quest, almost finished, died to 15 elite wolves. It was a very sad, sad day.
So I had to keep that for last, because every time I hear him and he goes, well, I pop back and I almost poop my pants, I just start dying, man. So he was actually going to try to roll. He was actually rolling on a PvP realm, because nobody's hit max on a PvP realm.
And, that's right. Yep.
And he was like, well, I'm going to be the first, right? And now there's a couple others. There's Martin, I believe, from Blue Recluse podcast is trying it again. And wow. It's going to be interesting to see who's able to get up there. But it's
nice.
Still funny.
Goodness. Wow. His pants. They're crazy. You guys are crazy. Good luck. That's awesome. Okay, well,
and we think you're crazy. That's saying something.
Yeah. Yes. So congratulations to everyone who's leveled over the past month, and commiserations to those that we have lost. But you know what? It's on to fight another day. Yep. So good luck this coming month before the next show, and I look forward to hearing the next lot. So very exciting. Okay. We're going to do our emails and our social. So this is the point where you can ask us anything. Questions about the challenge, share your tips and tricks, or warn everyone about potential disastrous areas or quests or something. So let's start off with the first one. And this is from Hollow De Jour. Did we say it was De Jour? I think so. Okay. They said, are you there? I've lost you. Stone, what are you doing?
I'm not doing I've lost anything. What do you mean you've lost
okay.
me?
No, your audio went, your vision went weird. That's okay. Oh, huh. You're there. Hello. He's back. So they say, hello there. I have a little question. Is it okay to use the Ethereal Soul Trader companion in my run? So the Ethereal Soul Trader, what you do is when you've got that pet guy. And the pet's out and you're killing things, what it does is it takes and you get little tokens. And the tokens go into your bag, and from the tokens you can actually buy basically gear from the Soul Trader to make your own little Soul Trader costume, which is all white. Anyway, it's a white costume.
Can you sell stuff to it?
Yes.
Like, let's say if you have excess stuff in your bag, can you sell stuff?
Yes.
That would be the only issue that I would have. I would think. Because normally you wouldn't have that on your character, right? Because it'd be probably hard for a iron or bloodthirsty to get, right?
So Ethereal Soul Trader comes from Card. So you'd have to, it's a trading card pet. So you'd have to either get it from the card by buying a card in real life or getting it off an auction house. And they normally, well, they normally go for five figure. It's a five figure. So your chances are your Iron Man ain't going to have five figures worth of gold to be able to purchase one. Unless you're very, very savvy and sell like a $40,000 pet. But 40,000 gold a pet. So yeah, it would be something that I would think as it would be on your account, but as a challenge tune, I would not bring that out myself to use on a challenge tune because I purchased that through, you know, like on my warlock and therefore not on a challenge tune.
Yeah. Rogueslayer, do you have an opinion?
Yeah, I mean, really, my opinion is that anything that you didn't get with that tune, you shouldn't be using. That's pretty much it.
Okay. Yeah, I would think if because you can't get it really on your own character, you shouldn't use it. I wasn't sure how you actually picked that up, because at first my only main concern was, you know, if you can sell stuff to it when you're in a pinch, right? So, you know, and then you don't have to run back to town, which, you know, probably better to not use it. I will say, though, that you will not be flagged.
So, okay.
This is a conscience thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Excellent. All right. Rogue Slayer. Right. Number two, please.
Our next email is from Iron Slack 2. Hey, guys. I'm doing the Iron Man Challenge. I just got myself red flag. Sad face. Accidentally, of course. I just received a health potion off a mob, so I quickly went to delete it, but as I did, I consumed it. Obviously, I don't really consider it as being red flag, because it was a simple accidental click of a button. And I'll continue to do the Iron Man challenge, as I'm almost level 27 and really enjoying it. However, I don't suppose there's a way of getting myself unred flagged? From Iron Slack 2, Deathmar, thanks, Nick.
I actually replied to him, and I said no, because...
Accidental clicks are part of the game.
So, I accidentally stepped off that cliff, you know, I didn't mean to.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, it's one thing that you didn't mean to, and I completely believe you, but once we opened up that to say it's okay... to accidentally click, and then I go in, make some code to say it's okay for him to have one potion used, then I'm going to open that door up to do that for everybody. And that would make
it. But I do have a little tip for folks. You know, I know it is easy to accidentally do that stuff. My thing I do is, I think Stone, at one point you had said, you know, don't auto loot, so you don't pick these things up at all. I auto loot, but I don't touch them unless I'm in a vendor.
Yes.
If I have a vendor pane open, you can't accidentally wear or consume something. So that's what I don't move them in my bags. I don't drag and drop. I wait till I'm at a vendor and then I click it to get rid of it.
Okay.
So someone Stone had said, you know, oh, don't set it to auto loot and just don't pick those things. That's way too much time when I'm playing. I just want to get the stuff and get out of there, you know.
No, I usually set mine to loot all the time. I'm just very careful.
Yeah, it may have been a forum commenter or something, but use the vendor. Yeah.
Exactly. So, good luck though if you're going to continue Iron Slack 2. So, you know, it's basically, unfortunately, accidents. We're all human, and that's the part about doing a challenge tune is trying to stay focused. I mean, you know, you guys know what it's like to try and stay focused. And what's our number one rule, Rogue Slayer, is we don't play when we're tired.
Yeah, don't play when you're tired or when you're doing something else.
Yes. like try and focus on the challenge too.
It's like on Control Out Wow, you know, Aprilian and Varishna had a whole bunch of deaths. They started referring to them to as the person of interest deaths.
Yes.
Because they were watching Person of Interest DVDs, and they just kept getting sucked into the show and not paying attention.
Yeah. On their challenge tunes, that's right, which is quite funny. Okay, well, next one, Stone, so, what have we got?
Lita, I'm actually seeing on my side that there's dropped frames, and I'm actually seeing it. I know that we're almost done here, so I think let's just power through it, I guess, and for folks... Can you type in the chat room that, yeah, we definitely do see drop frames, or at least I am. It should not affect the recording. So, and I don't know why it is, but I'm seeing it 16,800 frames all of a sudden.
Is this weird thing it did last time?
Last time we were completely fine. And right now we're less than 2 hours, so I'm not sure what the deal is. There must be something going on with them. It could be that the recording on the ConnectCast side is too long and it's freaking out. Maybe can't handle me. So
you can't handle the stone.
So, oh God. So, so let's power through.
I need a audio clip of Rogue's Lair. I'm going to use that.
Okay.
Every time you message me, Stone, that's what I'm going to have.
So the next part is an audio clip from Thule. We actually talked about this on at BlizzCon about a little tip and trick. And I'll play it first, and then I'll explain kind of what he's talking about.
Cool.
Hey. Hi, Stone and Lita. This is Thule. I just want to give you a tip about reputation bags that you can get from the Quartermasters for Alliance and Horde Fractions. It's a 16-slot bag, which you can get at Revered for 1 gold and 70 silvers. Goodbye.
Okay, so basically, you know, because I was trying to type it down and I was like, Thule, it's hard to hear you because, like, the bar is just so loud. And so I asked him, could you make us a clip? And so basically what he was saying was that, you know, as an iron, more as a iron, when you're done your gnome area, go do your dwarf one, go do your human one, go back and do all the other small zones, like all the other low level zones, because you'll get reputation from doing the quests. And because you'll get reputation, as soon as you hit Revered, I think, then you can get a 16 slot bag for pretty cheap. And that absolutely helps a lot. Like tons.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's a great tip. Completely forgot. I wonder if I can get some on my iron. Ooh, that's exciting. Okay, well, thank you for that, Rogue Slayer. Number 4.
Okay, this is Enchanted Grey item on Auction House. So there was a discussion offline with Azzy and Stone on Twitter about folks posting Enchanted Grey items on the Auction House. So please be careful when you're buying and equipping gear like this. Don't assume that because it's gray or even white that it's okay. It may have an enchantment on it that will get you dinged.
Yep.
Yeah.
Dinged, not in a good way.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that, honestly. I mean, it's not like I go looking often on an auction house for, you know, whites and grays. If I can't, you know, if I'm not picking stuff up as I'm questing, especially on my hunter, because now she's level 50. Ah, so exciting. But with that, you know, because when you're out killing stuff, you a lot of times are getting stuff that is... might be 10 plus levels way lower than what you've got. But I honestly wouldn't have even thought about people that are enchanting things. Mm-hmm. So have you guys come across that? Because I know I have not.
I have not, but... And I don't know if it's... I don't know if people are doing the enchant on purpose or not, but... And who really enchants a gray item and then throws it up on the auction house? Right.
Unless they're leveling, unless they're doing a leveling, they're enchanting as low level and just trying to, you know, sell stuff. But
this is me.
I mean, why would you enchant gray?
I always think the worst.
Yeah.
So,
but
yeah.
Just be careful because you never know.
Gotta watch out.
Yeah. So. Exactly. Okay, and I've got one, because this happened to me, so I thought I'd bring it up. And this is the Eastern Plaguelands buff from Fiona. So when I was over in, started off doing the Eastern Plaguelands, I started off at Fiona's caravan, and I was able to not say to her, she kept saying, do you want to have one of these buffs? I was like, no, I'm good. Thank you very much. I don't want a buff. And I managed to get through the first tower up until the second tower. And I think what happened is she gave me some little quest that was basically, hey, look, we're here. Talk to me. Get some XP. And guess what? Now you've got the buff. And she gave me Fiona's Lucky Charm buff. But it can't be turned off at all until you leave the zone. So I was kind of conflicted about it because it doesn't give you stat bonus and it doesn't give you XP. But what it does give you is extra loot. And I wanted to get you your thoughts about it. For me, I was conflicted. So I thought the best thing I would do with my hunter was to leave. And I ended up going down to Badlands because I did not want to compromise my tune at all. I probably over, you know, have been over, way over cautious, but I want to get your thoughts. So Rogue Slayer, what's your thoughts about this buff?
I ran into this very thing on on my Iron Craze tune, which, by the way, I hit 50 it yesterday. I went in there. It's the same thing. She just throws this at you, and I immediately try to turn it off, and you can't. And so I thought about it for a few minutes and said, well, it's the zone. If I want to do this zone, I have to have this buff. I can't turn it off even if I want to. I didn't do anything to get it. You don't get a whole bunch of extra loot from it. So I went ahead and played the zone. I just figure I need to cover it, you know, as much of a zone as I can, that's not an awful area, because I want to keep it green. So I went ahead through and did the rest of the zone.
Okay.
All right. What do you think, Stone?
Stone.
Yeah, you are not going out there to grab a quest, get a buff, and go somewhere else and go get quests because you wanted the buff. It's part of the zone. We already allow stuff like this where it's part of the zone. If you can't click it off, like, so one of the things I had said to you was walk away from her and click that off and then find out if that would work. And you said it didn't. No. The only other thing I would maybe try to do is exit the zone, like go back into Western Plague Lands, because she gives you the buff like right there on the edge, right? And click it off if it doesn't come off, and then walk back in, and then just to see if it comes back on.
It does. Every time you leave the zone, it'll go away. Mm-hmm. As soon as you get back into Eastern Plaguelands, it's back on. It's like, hello, she's back. Here, have the buff. Oh, she's gone. Take the buff off. Yeah.
Nice.
So Zaya QC says that buff gives you a chance for a pet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not but doing that to take advantage of it. You're just, you know, it's just part of the quest.
Right.
Yeah.
That does remind me, when you were saying you went out of the zone and came back in, it popped up. Mm-hmm. That does remind me. I think last time I was talking, I think was on here, about in Badlands and the quest where you have the three helpers that come along with you, mm-hmm. and they take the place of your hunter pet, and and I ended up dropping them because they were so useless and everything. I mean, they're hard to get rid of. I actually ended up going back into Badlands on that tune because I wanted to go over to Searing Gorge, and I didn't have the flight points there, so I had to go to Badlands and then go over. And when I landed at the Dragon's Mouth, I think it was, I saw, oh, there's a quest here, and I went over and I took, and it was the quest for those guys again. And I said, oh, I don't want this. It's one of those quests that once you open it, you're locked. It's one of those things where you don't have to accept it. It won't let you close the window without accepting it. And as soon as you accept it, those stupid little guys come up again. So I ended up having to do my ride out of Badlands over to Searing Gorge with these three dwarves following me instead of my turtle. So I was quite happy when I crossed the border and my little turtle came back with me. So just be careful. Just don't even open that quest. She's standing like right outside the tent that's up near the flight master. Just don't even talk to her.
Okay. All right. I will keep that in mind. Okay. Well, that's interesting about the buff then. So I might have to go back to Eastern Plaguelands because Badlands is getting a bit too yellow. So maybe I'll go back and see. And you know what? If I got a pet, I could sell that pet and get some extra gold.
Sell it.
And there's a lot of good questing in Eastern Plaguelands, as long as you're just careful.
It is, yes. I do love Eastern Plaguelands. Excellent. Well, I think we've covered pretty much everything from the chat room as well. And again, thank you, chat room. And I'll just have a quick, let's just do a quick shout out to the chat room. Because once again, they've been fantastic. So Tuli's been here, and
Zaya QC.
Yeah, that one. Sorry, Zai. I'm going to just call you Zai from now on. That's it. You've got a new name. Arca Arikor is here as well. And I'd say we've got some people on the website. So hi, guys. Thank you very much for joining us. That's awesome. Thank you for coming and joining us live. That's fantastic. Okay, Stone.
Scrolling up over to chat. You. I was just scrolling up through chat. So, co-op was in here as well. He's not in here right now, but
no, he's gone. He was having issues with the live stream.
You know what? Maybe next time we'll do it on Twitch, but we'll see. Maybe I'll do simulcast, but because my bandwidth can handle it. So
we'll try and see.
Our next show is Saturday, December the 12th, 7 p.m. Eastern, North American Eastern, sorry. And that turns out to be Sunday, December the 13th, 10 a.m. Lita time, which is Australian Eastern Standard Time?
It's Queensland, my time. It's not daylight savings.
Right, okay, so normal time. I wish the rest of us would figure that out, but anyway, so we will be covering Wintervale because that's going to be coming up, and that's why our show is earlier, because usually we have it at the end of each month, but at the end of December I will likely be too inebriated to talk, so we will also be having a guest with us, Fair, who was supposed to be with us last time. She is a 5-time Iron Champion, and as far as I can see, she's on her way to getting her 6th. So she's amazing.
That is very, very exciting that we're going to get to chat with her. I can't wait. Thank you, Rogueslayer. We have to say yay. Thank you for joining us today for our BlizzCon episode. So can you please tell everyone where they can find you and get in touch with you?
Sure, and thank you for having me back. I always enjoy coming on here with you guys. So you can reach me on Twitter at Rogueslayer1, the number one, on Tumblr, rogueslayer1.tumblr.com, and on the Control Alt WoW podcast, which you can find on iTunes.
That's exactly right. And the episode 448 just went up this morning. Well, my morning, a little while ago. So Prillian's been very good and busy.
She was very quick. Yeah,
we
just recorded this morning, my time, and it was up this afternoon.
Yes, which is great. Okay, so for everyone else, you can contact us here by email at podcast@wowchallenges.com. We're on Facebook, and you can find that at facebook.com/wowchallenges. Also, check out the show on youtube.com/wowchallenges1. That is the number one. And remember to come catch us live at connectcast.tv/stone. Though we may be looking at Twitch also.
The Twitch address would be twitch.tv/stonegrasp.
Stonegrasp.
So I'm holding you with my stone grasp. And Thule was saying in chat that it turns out that our live show goes at 1 a.m. Looks like Central European time.
Wow.
So he's up late. So it's almost like 3 a.m.
Thank you. That's Thule, awesome. Man. Thank you so much, Thule. Wow.
Dedicated.
Yeah.
and a super
Stone.
Nice guy. Sorry. let's just say he's, you know, anyways, he's one of the guys.
He's that, awesome. Thank he's, you so much.
He's super nice. So you can find me on Twitter at WouchHellInches, and I don't know why I can't say that. And the podcast, I'm also doing co-hosting the Richter Scale. We go once every Sunday, and that's at 10 p.m. Sundays. On Twitch, we usually tweet that out. And Azeroth Uncultured, which is basically a podcast on talking about all the pop culture stuff in WoW. And we go once every 2 weeks. And those are on Fridays at 1 p.m. Eastern time. So it's in the afternoon. So it kind of hit, you know, it can hit lots of people. So, Rita, where can we find you?
Nowhere. I'm never anywhere. Okay, maybe slightly. So you can find me on Twitter. I'm at Leta Wow. That's LEETAWOW. You can also catch me on Behind the Avatar, Control Lot Wow, Corpse Run Radio, and Geektopia Podcasts. Mm. Now, I have to say, once again, because we have such a fantastic intro that was done by the very own Mark Honan from Torrent Think Tank, we have to thank him again because I love that intro. It rocks. And if anyone wants to get in contact with Mark Honan, he's on Twitter at Mark Honan Wow. So again, Mark Honan, thank you so much.
And I've actually had a chance to meet him at BlizzCon. He's actually a lot taller than I thought he was going to be, but again, super nice. Just one of those genuine people that you meet that you know you click with. And anyways, okay, so I'll talk about this for hours if we don't stop. So so I think that's it. That's a wrap. That's a wrap.
That's a wrap.
Ready.
All right. Thanks everybody, and thank you, Rogue Sarah, for coming back. And you're like a co-host anyways, so it's not like
so. Definitely. Bye everyone. Thank you, chat room.
Bye.
All right, see you later.
The WoW Challengers podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita. Copyright 2015. WoWChallengers.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod. And you can find more of his great stuff at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.